Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. I have a story today, Recollections of Early 25 Mile Creek by Thomas Dodge. When I first came to 25 Mile Creek on Lake Chelan in the spring of 1908, I was seeking an outdoor life for health reasons. From Wenatchee to Chelan Falls was an all-day trip by stern paddle wheel steamer, starting at daybreak and reaching Chelan Falls about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There were rapids in the river, the most difficult one to ascend being where the Rocky Reach Dam is now. At these places, a cable was anchored at the head of the rapid and laid in the water, where it could be picked up by the boat crew and placed around a steam capstan on the bow of the boat for pulling it up through the swift water. At Chelan Falls, a 6-horse team drawing an open stage took us up the steep dirt road to the foot of the lake. At Chelan, Campbell's Hotel was my stop for the night. The following morning, the steamer Tourist pulled out of what was then Lakeside and eventually delivered me to my final destination, 25 Mile Creek. My cousin Edward Smith owned a 160-acre plot immediately north of the creek. Cousin Jenny was a typical old maid. She had been instrumental in arranging this trip for me, and I stayed with her and Mr. Darby that summer. He was living with his new wife on the Smith place, and during the summer of 1908, Ed Smith, Darby, and I planted the orchard on the flat above the dock where the boats on the lake now call for passenger and freight business. Just this winter of 1974-75, the last of the old trees have been removed by its present owner, Ernie Robison. During that summer, Darby and I planted a large area between the rows of new trees to a commercial garden. We shipped vast quantities of vegetables, including most luscious cantaloupes and watermelons. In the fall, we harvested tons of delicious sweet onions, squash, and other winter vegetable varieties. This prolific production of food points to the potential of this wonderful soil and climate. Jim and Hattie Smith were a quiet couple. I used to visit them during that summer. They had a water system with a wire extending down into the lake and anchored securely. On that traveled a runner to carry a bucket. A drum and hand crank wound the full bucket up the hill for domestic use, a simple but satisfactory method with good exercise thrown in at no added expense. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.